Well, 131873, the number, 2GB.com, 4BC.com.au. Mark Levy, Mark Riddell, Josh Morris, and the big man, Daryl Broman. We're joined right now by a great Queenslander and an assistant coach with the Brisbane Broncos. And after Daryl's mentioned prior to the break, a Lowe's legend, Matt Ballin's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Matty.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
You're obviously here with the Brisbane Broncos. You've been here for a few days. What's the experience been like?
Yeah, it's been great. I came over a little bit later than the other boys, and we flew into Vegas yesterday. Spent a few days in LA, which was really nice, and then just enjoying the Vegas surrounds today. So we had a good captain's run and getting ready for the game tomorrow.
They were pretty popular, your boys, at the NRL Fan Fest last night. And I was standing in a little roped off area with some of the NRL CEOs and the club CEOs and the bosses and everything else. And I'm no body language expert like Big Man, but just watching the players' faces, you could tell they were blown away by the amount of people that were in front of them.
Yeah, they've been loving it. I think Kevy sort of just said, come over and enjoy yourself and soak up the atmosphere and enjoy the situation and have a good time and get ready for the game. So it was great to see the fellas enjoying it and giving back to the crowd that's come over.
Matty, has that been hard, that part of it, for a club to balance sort of, as you said, you still want the boys to go out and experience Las Vegas, but sort of keep a lid on things as well and make sure that focus is there for the game?
Yeah, lucky J-Moz wasn't in charge of the Broncos boys. Alf's not too much better, but they've been good. They've enjoyed themselves, and since we've been over here, that it's just been focused on footy, so it's been good.
I don't know. Overwhelmed by the
watch just walked in, Big Man.
Well, my mate just brought in some donuts,
and they look good.
Eyes lit up.
I'm just wondering, Piggy, I mean, if you were back in your playing days, would the coach sort of sit you down and say, listen?
I think he would have sat everyone down.
But he'd single you out, wouldn't he?
No, not at all. I'm sure. I would have just got the same as what everyone else would.
How long have you been with the Broncos now, mate?
This is my third year.
How did you get involved? Did you have a coaching background? Were you coaching before the Broncos?
Yeah, I was. So I retired from Manly, went back to Brizzy, did a year of teaching, went back to Manly with Desi Hasler and coached there for 3 years as an assistant. And then I went back to Brizzy after that. So I knew Kevy from playing under him in the Clydesdales, which was a reserve grade team for Brisbane in 2004, I think it was. Yeah, ages ago. So,
yeah. Your club did exceptionally well last year. I mean, you know, let's not talk. We won't talk about the grand final. But you did lead by a fair margin and got run down.
Yeah.
But would it be fair to say you're probably not as strong this year? Because just based on the fact you've lost a few players, but you've lost some really good players. Herbie Farnworth, who was great for you last year. Tom Flegler is a super player. Mm. And Kurt Capewell, I know there's a couple of others you've lost, but Kurt Capewell's a great player as well. You have actually lost a bit of talent there.
Yeah, we'd be kidding ourselves, Big Man, if we said we didn't lose good players. And those guys that you just mentioned are fantastic players, and they'll be sorely missed. But the guys coming through, you know, like your Ezra Mams, they're getting much better with age. We've got Brendan Piakura, who comes in the back row. I mean, you replace Selwood... Herbie with Selwyn on the left side, and you got Dean Marin, you got Corey Oates, you got all these great backs that we have. So you can't keep everyone. The salary cap does a really good job of moving the talent around. But the players that we do have, you know, we've got a lot of faith in those guys for doing a really good job.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Matty. Who is kind of one player that's really stood out and had a big preseason and that you're looking forward to seeing out there this year?
Yeah, well, I think Ezra. I think he's really grown. He's, you know, signed a contract extension and the club's got him for another 3 years, I think, now. And I've just seen in his training that he starts to talk a lot more. Like a young half with Adam Reynolds playing on the other side of the field, sometimes you can get lost in just letting them take over and do everything. So this year he's been really good at, you know, telling players to get in different positions and telling the team that, you know, it's not good enough if we drop too much ball or miss tackle. So that's probably the biggest thing I've seen. Fletcher Baker's come in from the Roosters, which is another good one to bolster our side. Brendan Piakura's, you know, had a really big maturity level shift, I think. You know, he's played a few games last year and he's, you know, got a chance to cement a starting spot on the edge. So he's been great. And Paddy and Payne, they just keep going on new levels, which is hard to imagine. Mm. So, yeah, it's a good roster and good blokes.
Matt, how does Reece Walsh handle all this limelight? Because everyone loves him, right? And he's such an exciting player to watch. We know that when we call his games. As a bloke who's played plenty of footy at all levels of the game, how special a player is Reece Walsh? What's he like away from footy? And how's he handling the newfound fame that the NRL's given him?
Yeah, well, he's a special player. Look, he's a natural talent. He's an amazing talent. He's so hard to defend. You know, he's got so much pace and he's got great ball skills. So you know, similar to Billy Slater. So I'd say what Walsh has to do is just nail down how he wants to play, and that's, you know, he wants to defend really well as a backbone of his game and create some options with attack and probably limit his errors. He's been very open to saying that he doesn't want to make too many errors. So I think, you know, he's only a young fella, so as he grows and matures, he's going to understand how to handle things. We forget that these guys are early 20s, and we all made mistakes in our early 20s. Yeah. It just wasn't in the limelight. So
you don't want to stifle him, though, do you? Because the thing about him that I love, I love his speed and his ability in attack and everything. I think he defends okay. I mean, you might probably get a better perspective of that than I am. But if there's a try on, he invariably takes the right option. Like, if there's a 3-on-2, he'll normally hit the right bloke. I just think he is untapped great. He's a good player.
Yeah, well, the only person I can think of to compare him to was Billy Slater, and Billy made heaps of mistakes early in his career. And as he got older, he got wiser and more better with making decisions. Walsh is an amazing talent. And like you said, you don't want to stifle him. You want to unleash him. You just want to make sure that he makes good decisions wherever he gets the ball.
Would it be fair to say that Alf isn't in charge of him?
That's right. The off-field stuff, is that what you said, Mark? Definitely not.
Alf is not one of his men.
No, not at all.
How's Alfie going over here, out of interest?
Alfie's been good.
He's right?
been pretty quiet. Yeah, he's been getting around doing his corporate Alf
stuff. How many more songs? Isn't that the running joke? More songs, more drinks.
He loves it. This is perfect for Alf.
Absolutely. Sin City after all. Hey, Matty, good to see you, mate.
Yeah.
Congratulations on what you do. You're actually joining Billy, aren't you, too?
Yep.
This year? Origin coaching.
It's an awesome thing. Yeah, Smithy stepped down, so I'm lucky enough to come and work with those fellas. So
good on you, mate.
It's amazing, yeah.
Well, good luck tomorrow. We'll see you out there at Allegiant Stadium, and great to meet the team from the Broncos. Beautiful. And we'll see you out there tomorrow for a big game of footy.
Cheers. Thanks, fellas.
There he is, Matty Bowlen, the assistant coach of the Brisbane Broncos, a league legend himself. Great to have him here at our function room at Resorts World.